Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Y'all saw the Jalen Knoll celebration, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? What'd you think about that before I give you my confession? About, you know, he did, for those who don't know, like, what's it called, the squirrel?
Yeah, I guess so.
I call it the Ray Lewis.
Somebody said the squirrel dance, which Ray Lewis was just, I mean, he was the king of that. I mean, yeah. It just got the crowd going so much in Baltimore and all that. So Jalen Knoll scores his first ever touchdown, and then this happened.
This is his first career NFL touchdown, JJ.
Yeah, and he does something in Baltimore that for many years would never have been allowed by an opposing player. And that just kind of speaks to it. And then there's a little bit of a tussle as he goes over to grab his first ever touchdown ball. Jaire Alexander takes some issue with that and tries to steal it back.
So what do y'all think of it before I give my confession?
I love the dance because screw the Ravens, and also Ray Lewis. I was never a Ray Lewis guy, mm-hmm. in part because of that whole off-the-field thing 20 years ago. So fine with me. Do his silly little dance, too. Also, I think it was more of a tribute than a mocking, but regardless. Mm-hmm. And then I think Jaire Alexander, who I've never been fond of, I think it's silly to try to, you know, rip the football away from mm-hmm. a rookie on his first touchdown.
Yeah, I was fine with the celebration, too. I thought it was perfect, being in Baltimore and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then also, I kind of like the pettiness of Jaire Alexander. Just like, all right, screw it. Nah, you ain't about to get this ball back.
Not here.
Nah, man. Like, nah, give me this.
This is his first ever touchdown.
Yeah, but I think he was just so, I mean, they was getting their ass whooped.
Yeah.
So at that point, I'm like, nah, you ain't about to do that. And then try to get the ball back for the ball boy. Like, I like the pettiness of that. And by the way, I just seen Jalen Knoll tweet that he got the ball back.
He did get the ball back. So here's my confession. This is what sets someone off about a celebration? Like, I get it, you know, a revered, legendary Ray Lewis, not in our house. You heard J.J. Watt, who did a great job, by the way, as analyst in that game.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen dudes moon the crowd. We've seen dudes, you know, put a cell phone in the pads. We've seen dudes choreographed, you know, tush pushes and all this other. And this is the one that's not allowed? Like, most of the time when a opposing team has a celebration, the other squad just turns their back and just like, whatever, you know, walk away. But this is what sets you off? I thought it was cool.
I thought it was cool. Yeah. I mean, I like the pettiness and like, nah, you ain't getting this ball back. But you know the best way to stop them from doing that celebration?
That's right.
Just stop them from scoring.
Yeah, that's
right. Y'all couldn't do it.
I mean, I thought it made the Ravens look even worse.
Yeah.
Like more lost.
Yeah.
You know?
By the way, it's also just the second game Jair's ever actually played for the Ravens. So, like, are you the person that should be trying to defend, like, the Ravens brand or whatever?
History.
I forgot he was on the damn team.
I forgot he was on the team. And again, I think we oftentimes confuse, like, the honoring with the mocking.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't Terrell Owens at the Star, you know, in Dallas.
We've had that one, yeah.
Yeah, this. I think this was supposed to be more in tribute than kind of dancing on the Ravens' grave yesterday. Maybe I'm wrong, but either way, I liked it.
He was a rookie. He's a rookie. He probably was like, hey, if I get the touchdown, I'm doing the Ray Lewis dance.
He practiced it Saturday night.
Yeah.
He just learned. He didn't even really know about it. Well, I guess he knew about it, but I mean, didn't really, you know, plan that far. And by the way, D'Amico also said, I'm good with it.
I liked it. Yeah, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I stayed up to on Thursday night for the new Taylor Swift album.
Atta baby.
Yeah.
Atta baby.
Now, full transparency, because I also went to her movie over the weekend on the
new
album.
Oh, you're that guy. Oh,
well, no. Hold on.
You sound like you got a significant other. Yeah, that's all about that. Say.
Full transparency. It's because of the significant other. If I'm a single man, I don't think I'm doing either of those two things, but I still did them. Mm-hmm. And you know, it was enjoyable. I would say I wouldn't call myself a Taylor Swift fan, but her song Opalite, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. If you haven't heard it yet, check it out. It's the third track in this album. It is a jam. I love it. It's been stuck in my head all weekend, so it's actually a great song. And the other thing, too, is my other takeaway is that the song Wood is probably the best thing about for Travis Kelce's career, like the greatest thing that's ever happened to him. You could go listen to that song as well, but she wrote that about Travis Kelce. It's called Wood, W-O-O-D, not, you know, Would Do Something.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and there's these conspiracy theories that it's the ninth track on the album. The length of the song,
God.
If you do the math, equals 9 inches if you do this math.
Oh, God.
So it's Lord a whole thing. So I was like, this is the best. Travis Kelce, I mean, I know you won Super Bowls and everything, but you have the biggest pop star, like, singing about you, and her fans are coming up with theories about your manhood. Like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to Kelce. So congratulations to him.
Well, I will add, I did a complete in-depth review of the life of a showgirl. I actually sent it to Figgy and Reggie and Sean and all that. And I must say, I thought it was an excellent review. My daughter, who is the biggest Swiftie ever, said, dude, that's really good. Judy Pendergast, Sean's daughter, said that it was tack on point. So I'm guilty as well, because they were all about it. My daughter's all about it. I said, she goes, want to know what I thought about it?
Mm-hmm.
So I listened to the entire thing, most songs twice, did my review.
Yeah. It's not a bad album. I'll say that. Yeah. You know, to listen through it Thursday night, listen through it again in the movie in the theater Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sitting there, you know, hating it. It was like, you know, this is kind of enjoyable.
I didn't hate it.
Yeah. I'll say that.
By the way, she is projected to sell 3 million copies in the first week, which is unheard of.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I don't know if y'all saw this post from, I think a couple people posted it, but it's a very popular Panthers podcast called Meal Mix.
Mm-hmm.
They started doing the podcast in 2019, and they announced that they are shutting down indefinitely due to the team's poor performance.
Mm-hmm.
And they just said they just can't justify the time spent away from their wives and family and children. On Sunday.
Because the team stinks.
Yes. I gotta confess, man. I think this is kind of sorry, man.
Yeah.
I think this is sorry. You can't just start a podcast and just end it because your team isn't good, man. That's where you build your reputation up a little bit, man. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of Houston, Texas had some bad moments the last couple years or a few years ago. And I felt like the podcasters that just stick it out through the mud and just get through a bad season and all that stuff. I think that's sorry for them to do that, man. And the ironic thing about it is they freaking won on Sunday. So are they going to do the podcast now?
Yeah, they're going to kick it back
off.
Yeah,
are they going to jump in like, oh, changed our mind?
Yeah.
Nah, man. Look, teams going to have bad seasons. But you got to stick through this, man. You can't sit there.
You stink so bad, we don't even want to talk about you anymore.
Yeah, I feel like, and they have been bad. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But you got to stick through it, man. You can't just bail out.
The other thing is,
in week five,
you know, when a team is winning, you always get, you know, bigger numbers, so to speak, podcast numbers, you know, TV ratings, all that stuff, radio. But when a team is bad, it's the liveliest.
Yeah.
It's the best time to do a podcast. That's why, like, they should be having, you know, a lot of action, a lot of fun, so to speak, doing their podcast. There's got to be something else in play here.
Yeah, I've always said the more interesting story is in the locker room. Like, I honestly, if the Texans lost yesterday 34-10, we'd have a lot more, or 44-10, like, it'd be a lot more maybe interesting than talking about how great it was.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the fence with this because I saw this story and I was like, I get it. The Panthers are such a sorry franchise. Why devote this time? But the reason they gave wasn't all. They said, we're still going to watch the games, but we want more time for our family and friends on Sunday. And it's like, well, how long does it take you to do the podcast? If you're still going to sit down and devote your 3 hours to watch the game, then the only difference you're talking about is like maybe an hour and a half,
whatever it is.
Yeah, to record a podcast. So that does feel a little weak to me that the Panthers are so bad you don't want to devote an hour a week to continue your podcast. That was
thing is, if you're going to quit like this, don't even come back.
Yeah.
So if let's say they rattle off some more wins, or let's say they have a good season next year, you going to start the podcast up again?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, man. To me, this is where the fan me come out of.
Yeah.
Like, don't just jump off the bandwagon, and then when they start being good, hey, we back now.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, man, you stick through it, man. You create that content.
I think it's a cop-out. I think there's something else going on. It just sounds like it, but maybe not.
To be fair, it is some people that just start slipping on their pimping when it comes to the content. If the team back, I seen a lot of that during the 2022 season for the Texans, but once stuff start picking up, then they get back on it. But don't sit there and say you're not doing the podcast no more. That's kind of whack to me, man.
It might just make me a bad person, and I'm fully aware of that and could recognize that. But two sideline reporters in college football this week got trucked on the sideline. Like Tori Petrie, I think is what it is. Baylor and Kansas State. I mean, she got hit into the air and it spun her around and then slammed on the ground. And then Holly Rowe.
Yeah.
Holly Rowe.
Oh, Holly?
Holly, you didn't see, you got to search this. Holly Rowe got put on her back to the point where, you know, you can bounce your head on.
Mm-hmm.
The first part is, this is not the funny part, because those could have been really, really dangerous. Yeah. And I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, you need to take them off. No, that they pay for that. They understand it. You know, that's part of what ESPN does is have. So
I think the last thing they want to do is get off the sideline.
Exactly. I'm not going to be that guy, you know, kind
of put a net up.
Yeah. Clutching your pearls and all that. I don't agree with that. What I am going to confess to, I was kind of channeling Figgy. You know, Figgy, sometimes you see something, you go, oh,
yeah,
both of them. I was like, I took no account of their health and safety. I was just like, oh my God, they got trucked. It's a risk of the job. And I feel bad for doing it, but I watched them like over and over and over again, just obviously knowing that they were fine. They both popped up. I got to believe they were both very sore the next day, but I did kind of like channel that. Oh, let's see that again.
I know it. I think Holly Rowe popped up and then gave like an injury report on herself, right?
Think she still had the microphone in her hand.
She didn't fumble.
So she was a pro. Yeah, she handled it well.
Search the Tori Petrie. So with an I, Tori. She got lifted and spun into the air and slammed onto the ground. It was both dangerous looking, but fortunately neither got hurt.
There was also a chain crew, I think, in the London game yesterday. They got wiped out. That one was a little more severe because he did leave like on the cart. He was okay. He was talking and everything, but he did leave on the cart to go like get checked out.
Mm-hmm.
But he got wiped out and I think kind of hit his head. And then there's a clip from years ago of Pam Oliver doing the report, and she gets hit by a football.
Yeah.
An errant pass hits her like in the head while she's on the camera.
Yeah.
And obviously she was okay too, so I guess we can laugh at that one now. But that's one of those that always makes the rounds of these reporter blunders of poor Pam getting hit with a errant pass right in the dome. Those are our confessions, as we do each and every day, presented by the Men's Clinic at this time. When we come back, it's time to talk about who hooped yesterday for the Texans in that great win. I mean, we could really say the whole team, but let's highlight a couple specific special performances from yesterday. We'll do it next. It's In the Loop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.